The show, bitch. Where you been, ho?
How was the show?
It was good.
Who was on there tonight?
G.
Who is G?
G.
G-G?
Yeah, GG. Yeah, he was on there. It was good. We missed you, gal.
I missed y'all too. I was like, damn, what time is it?
I know, I was like, I saw Ebony. I said, how this bitch sending us text messages, but she ain't motherfucking getting on the show?
Bitch, because
you packed up?
Yeah, well, for the most part.
You got everything?
Yep, for the most part, I'm pretty much done.
Tasha's going on vacation. I wish I was going with you, bitch.
Bitch, I wish you were too.
Although y'all can't handle me right now with this hair, though. I'm only holding on to it because I'm going to see Jersey this weekend. And he ain't never seen me with my hair straightened.
You gonna let him sweat it out.
Oh, he gonna sweat it all out. Sweat it out. I sure am. The next time y'all see me, them shit is gonna be all cranked back up. I don't give a fuck. I'm excited. Anyway, done had motherfucking bitches quitting and shit.
What happened? What you do?
Girl, I can't. You know I can't talk about work on the after show, but I'ma tell y'all, though.
I forgot we recording. Yeah. I think I left my bottle over Brooks. Let me go get my shit right quick.
Oh, you done left the bottle?
Let me tell her. Bring me my shit.
Didn't you say you was naked?
I was when y'all first called. I was trying on shit.
Oh.
Tasha.
What up, nigga?
So how long do it take for you to work your magic on a pair of jeans?
It just depends. It don't take long unless you want something like very specific. What you trying to?
So the little... The little skirt.
Oh, the little skirt. Oh, that don't take long.
Okay.
Dang.
So I'ma get these jeans sent out to you. Probably tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah, I'ma get these jeans sent out to you, and I need them to be ready by the 10th.
I was getting ready to say you trying to do that denim and diamond shit, ain't you?
Yes.
Well, I already knew.
But you're going to be on vacation, but you'll be back before the 10th, right?
Yeah.
And I'm in diamond.
Yeah, so I...
He posted it in the group chat.
Yeah, so I'll send you whatever you need. If you got an invoice, I'll pay an invoice, whatever. Just let me know.
I'm
going to send them to you.
She sent the damn flyer in the group text, bitch.
Oh, I didn't know what it was. I didn't look at it.
Right. Well, if you want to know, you go read the motherfucking flyer.
Okay, well, I guess I don't want to know. I ain't going.
Correct.
You ain't going, bitch, because you going to work.
Back to work. Back to work, twerk. Get it. Did y'all drink tonight? Y'all ain't drink?
Bitch, I am.
I'm turned up.
That bitch, you know, she been sleepy hoe.
I'm about to make these motherfucking bomb ass Rice Krispie edibles to take them really out. So, what y'all talk about? Did y'all say that on TP? Because that's exactly where he reminded me of, since we can't say names. TP or AP.
shit. Text that shit. Okay. Text that shit, because I don't know.
Okay, I'm about to pull a toxic
Bitch, I ain't about to pull an Ebony, though.
TP, is that Titty Boy? Like,
let me look.
It's been
sent to the text message.
Oh, lady. Shit. Is who what? Wait, what?
But what do you want ultimately? Do you want to be married, children, what?
Yes, I want to be married.
Do you want any children?
Yes.
How many?
I have a son now, so.
Okay. How old is your son?
He's 13.
Where's the father?
He's not enough in his life.
I didn't ask that. I said, where's the father?
Well, he's not, like, in it like I would like him to be.
All right, so let me go ahead and take this down. Ma'am, men who make the kind of money you're talking about have options. And typically, I don't want to deal with women who have 13-year-old sons who are used to dating men. This doesn't sound appealing to the kind of man you're talking about. Do you understand what I'm saying? Average looking older woman with a 13-year-old son. Average looking woman with a 13-year-old son with a sketchy baby daddy. This gets worse every time I say something. And now you're asking for a man who's in the top 10% of men. You don't qualify for one. And you're making, I don't want to have to go there, but when you put in all these other factors, why can't you just get a man that's an average guy? They don't want you.
But I have been working on myself this year and looking at
35, 13-year-old son with a sketchy father. Why would a man who's in the top 10% of earners who women across the country want that?
Because I have a lot to offer. I feel like...
Would you want your son to... If you had a son making that kind of money, would you want him to bring home a woman who had a 13-year-old son from a sketchy father? Or would you prefer him to get a woman who had no children, was younger, and easier to get on his program?
Depending on his age.
See what I mean? This goes so deep for black women. They will even... That should have been an easy question. No, I would not want my son to bring... I want the best for my son. That should have been the appropriate answer. That means you don't know these men. You don't know where to go get them. You don't know what they want. But you're still saying, pick me. They don't want mid-30-year-old baby mamas. I'm trying to be polite, man, but they don't want those.
So can you see me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So do you feel like a woman like me?
Uh-huh. What would you rank yourself on a scale from 1 to 10? You cannot use 7.
Would I rate myself?
Just your face.
My face, when I wake up, 5, but when I put myself together, 6.
Okay. And how tall are you?
5'5".
Dress size?
I'm sorry?
Your dress size?
A 3.
Okay. So that makes you, if you give yourself a 5, that's average.
Yes.
So average looking women tend not to get high earning men. They tend to get average men.
So,
Stop right there. Breathe and digest. You're 35 years old, and you can look around and see the world. You don't tend to see higher earning men with average looking women. Off rip. If you do see them, they got their average looking woman when they were both really young and he built his way up. But a man earning the kind of money you're talking about does not go for an average-looking woman.
I mean, my body is not average, so...
But you're... ma'am, you please don't make me say it.
Say what? I really just wanted some advice. I love your
stuff. I'm giving you advice, but you're not taking it. The advice is, ma'am, you're average looking at best.
In order to fully submit, I have to feel like he's in.
Well, then you're gonna die alone. How about that? Let me just cut to the chase, ma'am. You can feel like what you want to, but women like you die alone. Straight up. Because you think you're better than the men that you qualify for. And the only reason, honestly, ma'am, that I can see a woman like yourself really thinking you deserve more is because you earn more, money than most people around you in North Carolina. But if your ass worked at the post office, you would not think so highly of your opportunities. See, what we've done in this country, this world, is we've told women like yourself that you can have it all, and you got a Prince Charming who's 6 feet tall, six-figure income, jawline, all this other kind of stuff. And I'm sorry, man. No. Most people get average people, especially average people. And you're an average person. I mean, let's be real. You're not running Microsoft. You got a pet grooming business. You've been making 6 figures for the last 3 years. Okay. But if I'm looking at you, and I took all that off of you, all the eyelashes and all the hair, what do you look like under there?
I mean, I look the same. I'm just...
No, you don't. Because if you did, you wouldn't have all that on.
I'm sorry?
No, you don't. You don't look the same because if you did, you wouldn't have all that on.
That's what it reminded me. I instantly went there. That's
who
it reminded me of.
Oh, that's why you got so aggressive in your tone. Okay.
It
was real aggressive. If you go back and read it, that shit was...
You know, because he got aggressive with her for absolutely no reason. Like, you can say what the fuck you need to say without being nasty and ugly. And the reason that I feel like the reason you got nasty and ugly is because she a woman, again, you want to be a woman. Shit. Mad because she got a pussy and you want one. Because he did not have... I was like... Oh my God, does he know her personally? Like, why is he attacking her like that?
He was going off on her.
Some people aren't strong enough to handle that type of criticism or even that type of truth, if you will. Mm-hmm. What if you would have got off the motherfucking phone and slid her motherfucking wrist? Like, you can't talk to people like that.
Right.
That was some bullshit, and it did irritate my soul for a while.
I did not like the way that he downplayed the fact that she's making 6 figures.
Right, but you
and she's been doing it consecutively for 3 years.
And he downplayed it as well.
I didn't like that.
You average, you ain't shit, and don't nobody want your average ass.
I mean, I don't appreciate the fact that she rated herself a fucking 5.
Right.
If you don't believe you're better than that, who else gonna believe?
I would have said, well, I'm a 10 without makeup, and I'm an 8 when I put it on.
And he would have been like...
He would have clowned the shit out of her even more than he already was clowning her.
Why
he's sitting back there in the motherfucking dark candlelight.
Is that candlelight?
You all glistening in the camera. I can't even see your facial features. All I can see is your motherfucking silhouette.
He told her what Africa looked like without all the hair and makeup. He said she looked the same, man. When he got mad.
No, you don't. Because if you did, you wouldn't have it on.
That shit was funny, though. When he said, and frustrated that on that part, I kind of laughed a little bit.
Which part?
I had some of that shit, too, to be honest, but he was out of line.
She was like, she said she looked the same without her hair and makeup. Mm-hmm. He was like, ma'am, no, you don't, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
He was like, don't make me say it. don't make me say it.
I was like, ooh. Don't make me say it.
She was like, you're below average at best.
At best, bitch. That shit was so mean.
He was mean, mean, mean. And if any of his other videos are like that, I will not even give him the pleasure of watching them.
I have never seen him before. I have never seen him. Ebony's talking about we have talked about him on a show before. And now the fact that you had never heard of him, I know Ebony was lying.
No, we're talking. I mean, y'all had the show a whole year and a half before I joined, so.
No, she's talking about me and you and her discussed it. That's even worse.
Probably from North Highlands and went to John Marshall High School.
You funny.
Hang with that same crew.
You funny. You extra. You so extra.
I'm on TP's crew. When I think about TP, I just think about wiping my ass.
My motherfucking pun intended.
You so motherfucking extra.
I can't stand it.
That is too funny. I'm over here fucking this salad up.
I'm gonna sleep in here. I'm gonna have to call my husband
telling
him he gotta come home.
You better kill that spider, girl.
You better kill that spider, bitch. You want that spider
in
your
motherfucking
house.
You see it?
You girl, that little bitty thing, you better kill that. You playing too much. You better kill that little thing.
You better not jump on me either.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna take y'all with me. Bronx, I should let Bronx go. Bronxy.
Hey, Tasha.
What up?
Ebony them have.
You're welcome, babes.
Ebony them have spiders on their ceiling because they practice arachnophilia.
Shut the fuck up, Em. That shit was funny.
that's why she laying in the bed sleep tonight, it's gonna be crawling up her thigh.
It's gonna crawl up her motherfucking cool peppy.
I got it.
Yeah, right.
On this wipe that I just happened to have.
Daddy and mama gonna come get your ass.
Mm-hmm. And all the Charlotte's Webb's babies. You ain't gonna know who the daddy is.
It's one thing I can't stand. There's a raggedy Negro. A raggedy Negro.
Tasha, sometimes self-hate is the worst kind of hate.
It is. I've been trying to get up out of that, huh?
I like how I'm black when it's convenient for y'all.
You what?
When it's convenient for your ass.
I'm black. You might be a little melanin challenged, a little transparent, but you're still black.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Shari's ass. That bitch. Do you know what the fuck I'm talking about?
What are you talking about, 30?
Like you challenged your,
what you talking about, 30?
Your DNA results.
What are you talking about, 30?
30.
Mm-mm.
To hang up on y'all's ass.
Imagine that.
Won't be the first or the last.
Will not be.
Mm-mm.
Sorry, you gonna make a beatbox tonight?
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
A beatbox kind of night.
Look at that.
Where's my
other?
Mm. Tasha, so Tasha, I done had the peach, I done had the watermelon, I done had the pink lemonade.
Damn, I need to go find the beatboxes.
We're not endorsing those beatboxes until they get back with us.
I told BC we need to talk to him about sponsorship. He said okay. So I just need to guess, let him know we need sponsorship.
Yeah, we need some sponsorship.
What does that consist of? Like, what does sponsorship consist of?
Give us money when we lay it. Tasha, ain't that your job in real life?
What? In sponsorship? Bitch, no, that's you and April's job. I'm sorry, you got me fucked up.
Tasha, I said in real life, not in, I'm talking about in work, I'm sorry, in work life. I'm sorry, in work life?
No, I don't do that.
I thought that was your work life.
I put the shit in the system that they go out and get.
Okay.
They the hustlers. They the biggest hustlers.
Okay. I'm with that. I didn't know that. I thought you did all of that. That's why I'm like, what?
What are you doing?
All right, I retract my statement.
Don't retract your statement. Hell.
She being Kirk Franklin right now.
Yeah, don't apologize.
Kirk shouldn't apologize. She apologize for what? You meant every last word of that. You said you was gonna put your foot on that nigga's neck.
Hey. And he gonna do that.
The fact that Kirk only 5'3" now some look like he about 5'9"
He looks like he's about 5'6" Stop playing.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, while I'm eating my salad with a spoon. Because I ain't got no fork.
Where you at, in a hotel?
Yeah, this shit taking some concentration.
I bet it is. Hey.
You said the right word, hotel. For
you.
Shut up, Ebony.
What'd she say?
You said the right word, hotel.
Oh, too bad we ain't recording this and putting the video on YouTube.
Why? Because you don't see Ebony digging in her nose?
At least I got some tissue.
You digging in there so hard, though.
You twist that paper up like that. I never understood that.
That's what I could do. It. This is a good way to get the stuff out your nose.
I mean, I've seen people do it. I just
the size and everything.
Different strokes. That's your method. It works. Hey.
It's those big clunks out of there, you know.
Why do you have big clunks in your nose? I don't have big clunks in my nose.
Yeah,
no.
Sure you do.
Not big clunks. You don't clean your nose when you wash your face?
I clean my nose every day.
Same way.
I clean my nose every day. However, because I have the septum pixie, the buildup is kind of different, so I have to clean it out more than once a day.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that, hoe. I'll give you that. That shit you said makes sense.
So let me tell you how that ENT that was on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
For the boy, he was biting back on.
Yeah, but that's gonna. She need to calm that shit down.
She'll be better tomorrow when she comes back.
She need to calm that shit down because that shit is gonna make
her aggression
is just gonna make shit look bad. She just need. She need to calm that shit down, and she need to respect the court.
It could go two ways. It could be.
but I understand. We get that. But you got that. But why keep doing it? You already been pulled them in. They already understand what you're saying.
Somebody in the GOP, what is it to say? GOP Matt Gaetz denies he had a sexual relationship with 17-year-olds and claimed an extortion attempt in response to the report of a DOJ investigation. Oh, that's what they're talking about on CNN right now.
That's deep.
Yep.
So somebody fucking 14-year-olds, huh?
On Fox. He on Fox talked about it because he's GOP. Response to sex trafficking allegations. Oh, wow.
Bring them out.
Pedophiles are so disgusting.
Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah, they're the worst.
Ooh.
I said the worst. I meant they're the worst. And the worst. Fucking. Bronx got the TV and the damn tablet sold out. Can't even hear myself think. So, this is the after show. We need this TV. And I got too many lights on in here. I feel like the people under the damn stairs. Their eyes adjusting to light. Ooh, hold on, I gotta turn this TV down. I can't take y'all in there. Y'all talk amongst yourself for this after show. Tasha, talk to Shari about why she lied about what she said about sucking dick before marriage and shit. Just on the podcast and G called her ass out.
Oh, G called you out? Y'all brought that up again?
Just because I said I've only sucked the dick of the men that I've been married, and it's an assumption that I didn't suck their dick until I was married to them. And instead of dispelling what everybody thought, I just let it roll. It makes for a better show.
Well, now you're trying to switch the lie up like you didn't lie. That's what you're trying to do now?
Oh my gosh.
Come on, let it rest already. Come on. Sorry. Put the damn spoon down and look at me.
Put your food away. Look at me in the eye.
Nancy trying to say that the lie wasn't really a lie. She just let us think that it was a lie because it was good for the show.
It was good for
that's,
the show.
That's what we at now.
Yeah.
She's trying to save face. She's trying to pull that rabbit
back out the hat. Like I said, me and my baby daddy had the conversation.
And sorry.
Listen.
So you got him to get on the page with you, so when you do invite him back, he can get on
the road. And she said she didn't threaten him. And she was like, you said she was gonna knock him out, like.
That's if he didn't tell the truth.
Whose truth?
He didn't tell the truth. And he told it anyway, and you said it's a wrap, it's over, nigga. Go back and listen to the show.
I know. No. I need y'all to go back and listen to all the shows so y'all understand that I said what I said.
You need to.
No. Sweetheart, I know what you have told me directly. Fuck listening to a show. I know what's came out of y'all mouth. I know what
don't
you
know no good. Don't you know no good.
I say what I said and I say what I say and it ain't no different.
You got caught in your lie.
I didn't get caught in the lie.
If I had time to go get my guitar, I would, but I ain't got it. It's being tuned right now.
We need your guitar for this one, babe. I'm gonna take a shot. This is a shot to Shari's lie, to untell him the lie, to retell him the lie in a different light.
I told Shari that damn...
Somebody believe that shit.
That damn Alzheimer's is... That shit kicking in for real.
I'm just telling y'all, like I said, go back and listen to the previous shows and y'all will see I've been saying the same thing. I'll be glad when y'all go do it. You know what? My mama told me that I did not have to argue with people when I know what the truth really is. So I'm not even going
to
comment no more.
Get yourself a lie diary, lie journal, whatever you want to call it. in order. So when you start rambling shit off, you know what lie you've been told, so you don't untell the lie. Because the shit happens more than once. It's happened more than just with the motherfucking dick lie. It's it more than just that mouth circulating. We just haven't addressed them yet. There's more. There's more.
This morning. So somebody had more than just that one shot. They said they would take one up.
You said what?
Talking about in the morning. This morning.
In the morning. What else y'all talk about on the show? What was all?
Are those faux dreads, Tasha?
Yes.
Those are cute.
Thanks.
I want to get my hair done like that for Miami.
When you going to Miami?
On the 20th.
You're a copycat.
You working out there, or are you?
Who's a copycat?
Miami. This motherfucker be all over the world. Every day she's somewhere else. You going on vacation or you working?
I'm going on vacation. It's Lindsay's birthday. And I'm going on vacation to hang out with Lindsay. We were supposed to be going to Mexico. What you say, Ebony?
I wish I could hang out.
I wish you could too, girl.
But I gotta go be. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
That ain't even Yaya time frame.
May,
it's in April.
She said the 20th.
Of April.
April 20th.
Oh.
That's when she gone.
I didn't say May 20th.
Oh, my God.
What? What?
What? This person is stomping this Asian lady in the head.
Hey, did y'all see the shit? Did y'all see the shit about what was going on at the county jail?
Somebody posted,
but it was a live fucking video. Okay, so on the news they was reporting like an inmate had one of the officers hostage. So it was a correction officer up there collecting trays on the 10th floor. He had his cell phone. I guess that's against protocol. That's how they got the cell phone to go Facebook Live, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They were reporting that one of the inmates had a correction officer hostage on the news. But then they were saying, we've heard that it might be streaming on Facebook Live, but we haven't confirmed that yet. And I didn't go look then because I was busy or something. But later on that night, I saw it on Devonna's page. And when I saw it, they showed a nigga laying there with a bullet in his head and all kind of shit. So I was thinking, that the news just wasn't reporting that part. I was thinking that's why they had the motherfucker hostage, because they had killed somebody and they wasn't reporting that part. But no, that was the aftermath of him having the dude hostage. Yeah, so he had the dude hostage. They showed a video of the dude. He had the guard hostage. The guard was on his knees. It was a dude from this angle videoing it. This dude named Curtis, the one that they killed, he had the dude hostage. He had like a shank next to his neck. They hadn't done anything to the guard at this point. So they're at all they demand. They saying the conditions is bad. They don't feed us. They don't let us shower. They don't do this. They showed the toilets all clean. They showed this, that, and the other. They were talking.
This
and
is in Oklahoma?
It's the county jail, bitch. Just yesterday. So the video I saw, it was like they flashed over to the dude. They showed the dude on the ground with the bullet in his head. They said, this dude dead. They ain't got him no help. He's staying. He laying here shaking and dying, blah, blah, blah. And then I thought like that was what happened before the hostage situation. But then I learned on the news once they covered it all that two people took that dude out. They said that officer that they had hostage got beat up and stabbed real bad and was in the hospital. So I guess they started maybe beating and attacking him, and that's why they had to take dude out.
One of the people that I used to work with at the pawn shop here had moved to Oklahoma City, and he's moved back here since then. But he has shared it.
Hey y'all, I'm about to see. I think I found it.
I'm about to
at least one inmate and taken hostage. The inmate was able to take his radio and his keys and free many of the other inmates that were on that pod. Staff immediately notified our partner law enforcement officials, the sheriff's office, Sheriff Johnson, as well as Oklahoma City Chief Gourley. They responded and helped us resolve the incident.
Our guys and senior tag team members were on scene. They were going up. They were going upstairs to, I believe it was 10 David was the pod they were at, to go and address the hostage situation that had taken place. Our guys didn't have the numbers there, so they requested mutual aid from the Oklahoma City Police Department to utilize their guys to go up here and take care of the situation. Now, what transpired, they go and identify the suspect, they try to de-escalate, and then the suspect has, you know, the detention officer in a hostage position, something held to his neck, and shots were fired, lethal force was taken, and the suspect was shot on scene. We were able to get the detention officer out safely. Oklahoma City officers were among those who did the lethal force.
Everything that we have right now is very preliminary. And for those of you that...
I heard on the news this morning, because on the news this morning, they said the detention officer was stabbed and beat up and was in the hospital. But the video, the live stream I saw, he hadn't been touched yet. He was just on his knees being held. But he hadn't been injured. So from what they say, he hadn't been injured.
I'm about to go find a live that...
Go to the Vina People. Go to the Vina People's page. So that's the one I saw. And then I went to somebody else's page that was tagged in there and saw a whole nother video. I saw two live videos.
This is crazy. Yeah, I found it. Oh, okay.
If you click on somebody's name in that video, it take you to another video before that dude got killed, like what was going on before he got killed. Okay. That's the aftermath of him getting killed. Before that, it show him talking and all that.
Can you spell
it? If I can find out.
Hey, and then the next video on her page.
She's so stupid.
And then that's the next video. That is hilarious, bro.
Oh, here it is. I found it.
The second video?
You found the second?
I found the, they got, yep.
Okay, play it.
Hold on.
Or tag me in it.
This might be the first video you just showed, but show.
Well, we don't want to hear the same video.
Exactly. The hell? Recording, so you don't need to still be in here.
Hi. I love you, Obby Face.
I love you too. She's being mean. I had a lot of wine.
You did? What you have?
Rings in your nose now too.
Yes, just like her mother.
It's hard to clean it too when you first get it. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, we just watched her digging her nose.
Yeah. Digging all in her nose.
Dude, she was on live doing that?
Yep.
That's what they're talking about.
Yep, she was cleaning it all on live. You know your mama ratchet.
You sure are. She definitely does know.
Hey, you know your birth mother is ratchet.
And I like her hair straight. It's pretty.
Thank you, honey. I'm chilling in your inner wig, girl. You see that? You see that look? You see that?
Yeah,
oh.
I got mom's neck, but her hair don't do that yet.
Yeah, you see that?
It's hot in my hair. Why, honey? That's this shit. My hair be getting light.
giving life to the dead crows.
I'm gonna be in Oklahoma in May. I just posted the second one in the group text, so somebody can play it from there.
Oh man. Okay. I'm gonna have to send it to myself. I'm gonna have to send it. Okay, I'm gonna have
to
send
it. Is it the first one or the second one?
The second one.
I gotta send this to my email so I can watch it.
Yeah, I gotta send it to myself. Because I can't do it unless I send it to myself.
What the
fuck? I'll send it to y'all,
B. How about
that? Why can't I watch it with you? I don't
want to
watch it on my own
phone. I don't know why.
Because I don't.
I'll still send it to you because I'm not going to have to watch it with them.
Why are you being so mean?
I'm not being mean. I'll be, I love you so much.
Don't
love me.
This is the beginning. He been in jail. He don't know where the camera at. Parker State, I heard them. They still gang banging.
They don't get to look at them. They doing the shit. They can't even get their whole body out the fucking jelly. They doing gang signs.
Y'all know who it is behind the camera. White gang. Big
law. People still doing that shit. That's what it,
that's why Oklahoma's so slow, bro. So that's the one who killed him?
Water out here, dirty, all full. Nigga, we ain't got nothing. We ain't got no showers in 2 weeks. Our power was just out 2 days. But set is how they handle it. So set ain't got nothing to do with this CEO. He just so happened to be a product of the situation, man. Set.
This is crazy.
I can't believe this. It's nuts.
It's right down there by you while it was going on. I didn't even know. We went to a dispensary that's like right next to the county jail.
Mirrors?
Why they need a mirror though? What they need a mirror for? So they can see how to cut their hair? Like, I don't understand what the mirror is for.
He opening every door up. He bullshit. Fuck it, I'm coming out. Crip.
Crip stink, nigga. He talking about and Crip stink. What? You still gang banging? Is that guns? Oh my gosh. There's nothing. Oh my gosh, camera guy. You suck.
Go back to the man. Cause I'm gonna see.
Oh, he done got out. They done let him out. Oh my god. We can't see what's going on with this man that y'all done. Obviously, something happened to this man. This is so crazy, and this is why they think that black people are so barbaric.
But what's crazy is that the white boy is the one.
I know that.
But he ain't dead.
No.
I have even more of a fucking problem with this than I thought I had.
Wait, what? And all of them are just yelling gangs and stuff.
On the news this morning, they made a statement saying they are trying to say that it's about that they did all this because of the conditions of the county jail or whatever. He said, what it's really about is that they have started repairs on the jail. And the first repairs they did was with the toilet stools. And when they fixed the toilet stools, that shut down their drug dealing ring.
They were
moving everything through the toilet system. And so when they changed the toilet system, because they could flush, and move the shit through the pipes to get it where they wanted it to go. When they changed the toilet system, they flush twice and it automatically shuts the water system off. They shut down their whole network. That's why dude lost his mind, and that's why he did that, because he mad because they shut down their drug network.
What happens is...
Damn! Cocaine, a hell of a drug.
The, they dump all the water out the toilet and they funnel it through with the towel or tissue or whatever. And candy, toilet paper, I mean candy letters.
They can't do that anymore. They can't do that anymore. But mostly it had got, it was contraband. It was drugs, cell phones, all the shit they, all that type of shit.
Yep.
And that's been shut down. And so that's what the statement they made this morning was saying. They tried to say it's about this, that, and the third, but it's really, they really got mad because their shit was shut down.
Oh. Dang.
Yeah, that's just unfortunate. It's all really fucked up. It really is.
That's deep, though.
Oh.
Yep.
I can't wait till we take, I can't wait till we take our first trip.
I can't wait. Yeah, we definitely got to do a noob, some noob shit.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm excited.
I have to go get me some more reefer tomorrow. Roll this shit up and get it on the line.
That's big. That's a big ass, what they call, what is that? A pod? What is that?
A bud.
A bud? That's not a bud. That's big. Just like a nugget.
Big nugget?
No, a nugget. Oh, wait a minute. Time out. Before we get out, Ebony, take us out. Take us out.
Email us at nastyandbothered@gmail.com. Dial 912-434-1414 if you want to call us and give Ebony advice, get some advice. I'm trying to eat this. I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting this to happen for real closing.
You can't really get a closing with a mouthful of dick, so excuse her, please.
Release the balls.
If you're looking for merch, www.nationallyunbothered.com. Don't forget to click the merch link.
I got no use to the repeat.
The merch link. The merch link.
If you need, I mean, y'all know where to find us, y'all. Bye, man.
Until next time, y'all.